DraftKings co-founders offload over $10 million in company shares. Over the last few days, DraftKings co-founders Paul Libberman and Jason Robbins have collectively sold shares valued at more than $10 million. Paul Libberman, DraftKings president of global tech and product, sold 78,466 shares on Monday for roughly $3.15 million. The shares were sold across multiple transactions, each at varying prices, and the sale took place under a pre-established 10b5-1 trading plan. After these sales, Libberman acquired 88,441 shares of Class A common stock at a cost of 63 cents per share, totaling $55,717 in value. Significant trading by DraftKings CEO. Shortly before Libberman's transactions, CEO Jason Robbins offloaded 183,461 shares, generating $6.45 million. On the same day, Robbins also sold another 16,539 shares for over $593,000. These transactions brought in more than $7 million in total. Additionally, Robbins sold 2,828 shares for roughly $100,000, according to the filing. Like Libberman, Robbins purchased Class A common stock, buying 200,000 shares at 63 cents per share, with a total investment of $126,000. Previous insider trading activity. Robbins has a history of insider trading activity. Previous filings indicate that the DraftKings CEO sold 20,000 shares for $6.14 million on August 8. In May, he sold another 20,000 shares, this time for $8.78 million. Most of these insider sales are conducted through automated trading plans. Even with these sales, both Libberman and Robbins maintain substantial stakes in DraftKings. Furthermore, DraftKings isn't the only gambling company with leadership selling shares. Recently, there was similar activity at Rush Street Interactive. These recent sales by Libberman and Robbins follow the launch of DraftKings' first share buyback program a few weeks ago. They also come after a temporary dip in the company's share price, which was influenced by discussions about a potential surcharge that ultimately proved unpopular, affecting DraftKings' stock performance.